This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's heart to speak and see. It is a Capricorn adventure with Itu Banda. I'm with you all the way till 3. It's a Wednesday, so of course we are getting into Fitness Wednesdays. We are building up to our annual body and health goals, and we have a resident personal trainer. I don't know why those words are mixing me up today, right? And like I said earlier, that you look at the time, you're like, we are in the 6th month of the year. Yeah. And you sort of look at your goals. And when I said goals, I meant both financial and sometimes your health goals as well, to say, where am I? Where has time gone? I said, by this time of the year, this is where I want to be in terms of my health and my fitness and so forth, right? Yes. So Sass is back, and we've been on this journey for 3 months now. So we just want to find out what could be the cause of somebody not seeing results. You know, say they've been putting in the work for the past 3 months, like I have.
Okay.
But yeah, before we get into that, how are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you guys are great. I'm good on my side. I can't complain. Healthy, fresh, active, excited for the new month.
Oh, wow. I believe you. Thank you for asking how I am. I'm good, thank you. I know it happens when you have conversations off air before you actually go on air. Yeah. You have an idea of how a person is doing, so you just want to keep it going, right? So when one has been working out for a while but sees no results, what could be the cause of that? And is that something to worry about?
No, nothing to worry about. Okay, like you said, if somebody have been working out for a while and they have not seen results, sometimes it's not something to worry about. Number one, you just need to go back and review certain things. Number one, like, are you exercising consistently? Because some people exercise like on a Monday, then the next exercise is going to be next week, Wednesday. So are you consistent? That's the first thing. Number two, are you doing the right exercises? Number three, are you watching your diet? So you just have to go back and check all those small checkbacks. And okay, am I consistent? Okay, how many times do I train a week? Do I do the right exercises? Do I eat right? Do I have enough sleep? Do I intake enough water? So you just do those small check marks to see where you might be lacking. So there are certain check marks. Like I said, if you are listening right now, you want to note it. Number one, are you consistent enough? Number two, are you doing the right exercises for the body goal that you want? Because one thing I found out, most people, they say, I want to get rid of my stomach. You know, that's the most common. 90% of people, they are struggling with that area.
Yeah.
But when they get to the gym, you find out they are doing everything else except the stomach. They'll be lifting the weight, they'll be pushing the arms, they'll be doing the legs.
Yeah.
Somebody's busy doing the legs. You ask them, what's your body goal? They'll say, my stomach. I'm like, dude, you want to get rid of your stomach fat, but you're busy on other things except of your stomach. So check out, are you doing the right exercises for the body goal that you want? Then also on the side of eating, are you eating healthy? And eating healthy these days, like I've always been explaining for the past 3 months, is not that complicated. It's just a matter of choice. So are you eating healthy? Are you intaking enough water? Are you having enough rest, which is like sleep? Not lie on the couch and watch TV. That's not rest. I mean like sleep. Do you having enough sleep? So when all those check marks are right, then you still feel like you're doing all those things correctly and you're not getting the desired result that you see. Sometimes it might just be, it's not showing, it's not reflecting fast enough. You might be losing weight, but then when you look on the mirror, you don't see changes. But then because you're losing fat, you're losing fat and you're turning your fat into muscles because you're exercising. So your size remains the same, but your body fat percentage has dropped.
Okay. So we talk about you also used that line to say when you've been working out for a while, right?
Yeah.
Now, how long is a while? You know, if I say, I could possibly say to you, I've been working out for a while, and my while would be like a month, because I can't even be consistent for a week, right?
Yeah.
So if I push a month, I feel like it's been a while. And I would say to you, Sess, I'm not seeing results, but how long is a while? Like, after how long, maybe how many months do I then sit down and review and say, look, okay, I'm not losing the weight. It's been 3, 6, 12 months.
Yeah. Okay. So many people, they overestimate what they can achieve in a month, and they underestimate what they can achieve in a year when it comes to body goals.
Okay.
You're like, hey, in a month I need to have this six pack. But they forget that in a year time, you can actually have that six pack that you want if you're just consistent enough for a long period of time. So a while for me, it's going to be, in fitness there are certain things, let me just put it out there, it takes 21 days to build a habit. So we usually work on 30 days 90 days program, mm. 6 months program. Example, like quick, I have a client today, we started in January, and today he was like, send me, do you have any of my old pictures? I say, yes, I show him the old pictures. He saw the new picture. Now he can see a big difference from January to now, which is going into the 5th month, the 6th month. So now he can see it. But initially, on the 1st month, he couldn't see anything. 2 months, he was tired. But right now, looking back after a 6 month period, he can see that, okay, I'm no longer where I used to be. So a while for me, I'm going to say at least 90 days.
Mm.
90 days.
Okay.
90 days of consistent commitment and looking after all the 5 check marks that I gave you.
I think that's where we fail, hey?
Yeah.
That's a long time to be consistent.
Okay. No, the thing is, 90 days, if you're consistent, 6 months, 1 year from now, if I tell you, if I show you your dream body and I say you can achieve it 2 years from now, you're going to say, I like that body, but then can I get it today? And I say, no, you can't get it today. You can only get it after 2 years. Many people say, no, it's too difficult. It's too long. And they'll go, 2 years is going to pass anyway. If you like it or not, 2 years is still going to come.
So you might as well.
So you might as well just stay consistent so that when the 2 years comes, you get your best body. Because either way, 2 years is going to come. So just accept the process. Don't say, don't give a final date on how, when you have to have that body.
Yeah.
If I don't have the body by this, I'm going to quit. No. Then if you don't quit, you're eventually going to have it.
Okay. Very typical. I think that's a typical line. I like it though to say 2 years is going to come by anyways. But it's very typical of trainers and fitness people to use that line on us, you know. I feel like it's blackmail. It's like you are saying you can't do it because it's gonna take 2 years. Are you stopping the time? Because 2 years is still gonna go by. So yeah, when it goes by, just make sure that you have your body, your dream body, right?
Yeah.
So you mentioned that there are a couple of things to tick off when it comes to consistency and seeing results, right?
Yeah.
If I find that I have ticked all your boxes, right, I've been consistent, I'm doing the correct exercises, I'm getting enough rest, I'm drinking enough water, and I find that I still don't have results, would you say someone should consider going for a physical checkup to maybe help determine what could be wrong? I know there's like a lot of things that play, like body type and these things. Yeah.
Okay. If you really see, if you really feel like you're doing all those things and you're not getting the results that you desire, what you can also do, yes, you can go for a checkup, but not like you are sick, no, but you can go for a body assessment.
Yes.
You understand? We call it in our field, we call it wellness evaluation. So a wellness evaluation is going to tell you your body mass in your body mass index and also it's going to tell you like your metabolic age. It's going to show you the fat percentage on your body, your muscle mass as well. So that way, when you do a body assessment, it's going to tell you, if you do a body assessment, for example, at the beginning of your journey, and then you do it 6 months later or 3 months later, then the next 3 months, now you see that you're improving in so many areas. Maybe your fat percentage has dropped down and you have picked up more muscles. That's the reason why you look like still you're still wearing the size 32.
Yeah.
But actually, now you're more healthier. You understand?
Yeah.
Maybe at the beginning of your journey. So many times, changes is not only physical, changes can also be from your immune system, how your body functions. Now you're more smarter, now you're more active, now you're more healthier. So yes, you can do a checkup, it's not a problem. You can go for a checkup, but just not like checkup if there is something wrong with you. No, just checkup to know where your body used to be and where your body is right now, so that without physical changes, you can still know that you're making progress. Like me, for the past 2 years, I've been the same, like literally for the past 4 or 5 years I've been the same.
But of course, why wouldn't you want to be the same? I would want, if I had your body, I'd want to be the same forever.
Ah, come on.
I know you obviously you have more goals, but for me, like, this is it. It's like where I would want to be, and if I'm there forever, it's fine. Anyways, we have Cyril Sass in studio and we will be back. We'll be talking about the healthy meal options for the day, right? Also, if you have any fitness questions, send them through on our WhatsApp on 0798996226. Still joining me, Cyril Sass, our resident personal trainer for Fitness Wednesdays. Now, we are getting into the meal of the day or healthy meal options, however you want to put it. But we just need something healthy to eat. And also, please take into consideration that it's winter. It's cold. I definitely want like hearty meals like stew and dumplings and beans and all these warm foods. I can't stomach lettuce in this cold.
Okay, like a lot of people, they're having some challenges with like eating those fresh veggies, those fresh things. But yes, just like you said, it's like you had me in mind, like there's some things that you can also, you can eat during this winter period, because sometimes people feel like I must eat only the green things. Most of the times I get people asking me like, hey, so you only eat green things? No, we don't eat green things. You can actually eat like a healthy meal, which is also like chicken. Chicken is not bad. Chicken is healthy. So number one, you can eat your chicken. You can have your hot, your stew. Cook your stew with your chicken. You can have it with your rice. You can have it with your mashed potatoes.
And pap.
Okay, one thing about pap is good. I'm not gonna reject pap, because
but
a lot of
small
people
portions.
Yeah, just control your portion size. You understand, controlling your portion size is very important, because if you eat a whole bowl, then it becomes now a problem. And if you eat today, tomorrow, the reason why we advise people not to intake too much pap is because it's the substance, it's very heavy, it takes very long for it to digest and goes to your bloodstream, you understand?
Yeah.
And that digesting period, because it's not digesting fast enough, that's what causes also like body fat, especially around the stomach area. You understand?
Ah, okay. So I think I found the solution to my problem.
Yeah. So you want to control, you want to take a smaller size, and also, because we cannot really say we are all Africans, and there are some African meals that people just cannot do without, you understand? So I always advise people to say, okay, even if you're going to eat that, you can have a smaller portion. Even like this other day, somebody was asking me, hey, can I eat hot wings? Yes, you can eat hot wings, but just don't make it like an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Don't make it like something that every day you just got to eat the same thing. No, you want to also control your portion size. So about the meal, is you can still have your beans, you can still have your stew, you can still have your pap, but just control the portion size because of these reasons. And remember that like carbs is not, most of the times people say, hey, I want to eat only a carb-free diet. I don't want to eat any pap, any starch or anything.
Yeah.
It's also depriving your body from carbohydrate, because your body also needs it as well. Your body needs the carbs for energy.
Yeah.
So all we always say is use it wisely, like don't have it like too much of it. Control the portion size. It's better to control the portion size rather than to eradicate it completely, because it's not healthy that way. Do we have a question there?
We do. Okay. And unfortunately, it's one we've had before. So I think just to be fair, she might have not been listening that day or whatever the case is. So maybe you'll just quickly answer this one. It says, okay. Hi, please ask Cyril what exercises I can do to get rid of my belly fat. I've been lifting a lot. See, that's the mistake you spoke about, right?
Yeah.
Says, I do see the progress, but the belly is just saying no. What can I eat or drink? This is Beauty out in Bushbuck.
Okay, Beauty, one thing I'm going to advise you, I'm just going to go on that part. You say you've been lifting and you've seen the difference. Great. So lifting is very good. It's not bad. I'm not going to condemn lifting, but I just said, if you know you want stomach, focus on the area that you want. So try to now, instead of going to the gym and only lifting, maybe you can split your sessions, 30 minutes for lifting, 30 minutes for stomach exercises. And most people, they don't do stomach exercises, because stomach exercises is a lot of challenge.
Yeah, they're difficult.
And when you do it at that moment, you don't see the result.
Yeah.
So it's a thing of long-term results. So you just do it believing that you're going to get the result, and you will get it eventually if you're consistent. So please, and Beauty, focus on the stomach exercises more than the lifting. Lift for 30 minutes, stomach exercises for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And with the stomach exercises, when you do a rep, don't be in a hurry to do so many things in one day. Just even if you do only two exercises, but you repeat it over the course of time, you're going to get good result on your stomach. And when it comes to what to eat, I'm just going to advise you on some very easy things. You want to add maybe your almond nuts, you want to eat a lot of avos, you want to eat some salmon. You can also have your apple as a fruit to snack on. And yeah, those are just basic things. Even potatoes, sweet potatoes is also great. You can have your broccoli. It's also amazing for stomach. All these things, and they also help you with your digestion. They help to aid your digestive system, which is one of the main thing that goes on your stomach fat. That helps with you reducing your stomach fat if you're digesting very fast.
All right, Beauty, I hope that answers your question. And lastly, the Fit Camp is on rest, I think, right? We're still on rest due to winter. But I do hear that there's something exciting that you are doing on social media. We are out of time, so quickly just tell me all about it, and then you can also tell us where where we can find it, where we can watch the amazing things that you're
doing. Great. So since the Fit Camp is off at the moment because of the weather, remember we train outdoors, so we really don't want to expose people to those harsh conditions. So I've decided now on myself, what I'm also doing is I'm posting out my workouts. I'll be posting out my workouts every Monday and Tuesday. There I'm going to post a video workout on my social media page where you guys can actually hop on it and see the workout I'm doing, and you can repeat it. And on that case, you can find me on Instagram. I'll be posting it on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at SAS_body. SAS as in SAS _body as in BODY.
All right. Thank you so much, SAS, for joining us.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.